Hello, this is Catherine Burt of Burt Gallery, and this podcast is a documentation of the research that I've done for the exhibit Sydney Richmond Burley, the Art Workers Guild and the Arts and Crafts Movement, held at Burt Gallery in the summer of 2008. Rhode Island native Sydney Burley, 1853 to 1931, continues to intrigue us decades later with his artistic accomplishments. After his Paris study during 1878 to 1880, he returned to exhibit at the Providence Art Club, teach at the Rhode Island School of Design, launched the Providence Watercolor Club, and still managed to play tennis summers in Little Compton. However, perhaps the most unrecognized aspect of his art career is his role importing the arts and crafts ideal of British extraordinaire William Morris. The Burt Gallery exhibit explored Burley and his manifestation of the movement in Rhode Island from the construction of his 1885 arts and crafts studio building, the Fleur-de-Lis on Thomas Street in Providence, to his coterie of artists in the Art Workers Guild. The arts and crafts movement blossomed in the United States at the turn of the century and originated with William Morris in England as a reaction to a depersonalized and mechanized urban society. Providence, a major industrial city post-Civil War, was ripe for these sentiments, and artist Sydney Richmond Burley played a pivotal role inculcating these ideals in the local community. Burley advocated for the decorative arts and integration of fine arts and design when he returned to Rhode Island from European study in 1880. The Burt Gallery exhibit focused primarily on the successful watercolors of S.R. Burley, along with documentation of local arts and crafts-inspired projects initiated by the artist. Exhibit themes explored included Burley's introduction to the arts and crafts ideal in Europe between 1878 and 1880, his interest in decorative design resulting in the formation of the Art Workers Guild of local Providence artists in 1886, his initiation of the Providence Watercolor Club, and his interplay with other arts and crafts Providence groups such as the Handicraft Club, local color woodcut artist Eliza Gardner, and the 1901 Providence Art Club Arts and Crafts Exhibition. S.R. Burley's presence was pervasive in the Providence art scene from 1880 until his death in 1931. There is not a newspaper article, artist diary, club minutes, or general publication that does not have mention of Burley involved in some significant art activity. He journeyed beyond the local imagination onto a more expansive Morrisonian model of art culture, and while he left us no personal philosophical writings, it is his numerous art artifacts that lay testimony to his contributions to the American arts and crafts movement. Overview: Sydney Richmond Burley and the Arts and Crafts Movement. The late 19th century American arts and crafts movement has captured the attention of scholars and collectors over the last two decades. This intense scrutiny has produced significant exhibitions and academic publications, including the seminal exhibit by Wendy Kaplan, The Art That Is Life, at the Boston Museum of Art in 1987. Kaplan noted that the arts and crafts movement was not the result of a single aesthetic, but a philosophy of how objects were made. It originated with British thinkers John Ruskin, 1819 to 1900, and William Morris, 1834 to 1896. In the mid-19th century, where they led the aesthetic rebellion against an increasingly mechanized and urban British society. Both men rejected England's contemporary societal and artistic mores and looked back to the artist and architecture of medieval times for their inspiration. The major arts and crafts tenets were to encourage a revival of hand craftsmanship, to restore the joy in labor, elevate the status of the decorative arts, promote simple, uncluttered interiors by unification of all art forms. The arts and crafts movement crossed the sea and profoundly reshaped American art and culture. United States artists were likewise dismayed at the depersonalized society that was unfolding in their country. Providence, a major industrial center post-Civil War, was ripe for these sentiments, and artist Sidney Burley played a pivotal role introducing these ideals into the local community by advocating for the decorative arts and integration of fine arts and design when he returned to Rhode Island from European study in 1880. The specific origins of Burley's introduction to the arts and crafts ideal are vague, but certainly began with his Paris art training and travel in Europe during 1878 to 1880. The artistic life of Burley journeyed far beyond Providence and national art norms onto a more expansive Morrisonian model of art culture. While he left us no treatises or essays on the arts and crafts movement, or for that matter, any other art thoughts he might have had over his 50-year career, he left us a trail of buildings, paintings, and decorative objects that lay testimony to his very early knowledge and manifestation of the American arts and crafts movement. Among his legacy, the fleur-de-lis, an arts and crafts artist studio space constructed in 1885, the Art Workers Guild of Local Providence Artists in 1886, the Providence Watercolor Club he founded in 1896, and his interplay with other arts and crafts Providence groups such as the Handicraft Club, local color woodcut artist Eliza Gardner, and the 1901 Providence Art Club Arts and Crafts Exhibition. Sidney Burley, European Study, 1878 to 1880, Encounters with the Arts and Crafts Movement. Sidney Burley was born to Ruth Burgess and noted abolitionist George Burley in Little Compton, Rhode Island. Known as Rick in his youth, he was educated locally at No. 2 District Schoolhouse, Top No. 2 at Taylor's Lane, then went on to Providence to attend the Schofield School, a well-regarded institution offering instruction in business and accounting. In 1869, he set off to New York City to work with a family friend, only later to return back to Rhode Island, securing a job as a mechanical draftsman at Brown & Sharp, a national producer of precision tools. He, quote, did not like New York, according to Sarah Wilkinson Burley in 1941. By 1875, at the age of 22, he married Sarah Wilkinson, a woman of wealth and significant Rhode Island family pedigree. Sarah, a pupil of noted Providence portrait artist James Sullivan Lincoln, encouraged Burley's artistic career path. Burley rented a Providence studio in 1875 in the Woods Building, finding solace with other struggling Providence artists. In 1878, Sidney went on to Paris for professional artistic training. He entered the studio of Jean-Paul Lorenz and resided in the well-known Bohemian artistic enclave of the Left Bank at Rue Jacob No. 50 in the Saint-Germain district of Paris, France. Among the bistros, the bookshops, coffee houses, galleries, and publishing houses, he honed his craft. During this two-year period, Burley studied in Paris, traveled in the European countryside, and went for further study with Campagna in Rome, Italy. Secondary accounts in George Minor's Angel Lane, David Patton's 1955 interview with Sarah Burley, and many of the posthumous biographies give sweeping overviews of this period in the young artist's life. Yet, it is the most critical period for Burley's indoctrination into the arts and crafts ideal. When Burley returned to Providence, he became one of the very earliest American artist advocates for the movement, primarily through his craft. In the canons of the American arts and crafts history, Burley has appeared as a footnote when he is heretofore an undocumented advocate. In addition to coming into contact with the latest art trends in his Paris artistic environs, Burley likely encountered examples of the arts and crafts ideal in his travels. During this two-year European hiatus, he became an excellent watercolorist and noted craftsman as well. From his dated watercolors and sketchbooks, we know of his visit to Holy Island, England, and Vandam, Holland. In April 7, 1881, Burley exhibited a watercolor of Holland Mill in Dordrecht, verifying his visit to that city, and furthermore, it was in Dordrecht that he secured the tiles placed in his studio fireplace at the Fleur-de-Lis. A Providence Journal 1886 article commented,
quote, a great fireplace with a mantle in which are embedded some real old Dutch tiles. Upon his return to Rhode Island, Boston Art Club juried exhibits were critical for the young Burley to build a reputation and professional identity. Likewise, those exhibited watercolors identify exact locations of his European travels between 1878 and 1880. He visited Fontainebleau, France, a popular haunt for the Barbizon-style artist, and most significantly, Bisham Abbey, England, located 20 minutes from William Morris's alma mater, Oxford University, and 1 hour from where Morris resided at his Kelmscott Manor home. It is with these European travels that Burley ran head-on into the arts and crafts aesthetic and model of medieval craftsmanship that would mark his early career and define him as an artist in provenance.